really lost courage at the very end. I had it all. I was at the Palace Heights Parkway. What scared me was I couldn't see ahead of me, couldn't see any cars. It was a whiteout, which I don't remember experiencing before. It's common to have fog on the Palisades on the way home for the evening. That's a common thing, Bullshit. I'm used to it many years. But they couldn't see a car in front of me. I couldn't figure out what it was. But I figured not much I didn't want to risk. They say it's due to blowing snow, but I don't think so. It had to do with something in the atmosphere. Clouds, not much would come and get down closer to Earth. We have it's complex in Jung yet, but it's a five little stuff comes out there. If you bother to ask questions and try to clarify in your mind what could be the halacha lemaisa teaching of this whole sugya. Be the point where you can pick up again. And he said quickly you'll pick up back up a little bit. Pick up about a third down, Iboyaluhu. Iboyalu Bitsolo Machlokis. I will be ochid if I call blood. Okay, what's the case? A shvir is filled with liquid material. Not mayim, right? Not dam, but filled with material, which makes it into ocho, makes it into a cloudy thing. Or gavnonim, genunim as they call it, which we should be, I think the word should have been gavnonim, meaning shades. I think it would be better to be backed up a little further. You have a whole day for you to forget what the sugya is all about. Pick up again from the top of the umbit. Sholol Lefei Rebbe HaMapel, the third line from the top. I'll say it quickly. Sholol Lefei Rebbe HaMapel, Shriya Moli Boso Mahu. We're talking about like liquid, dam, mayim, so what if it's bosol in there? Amalem lo shamaiti. Amalafano Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi. You didn't hear, Rebbe didn't know, hadn't heard lo shamaiti. It's a very important comment. Lo shamaiti means very simply, I'm not prepared to paskin myself. If I have a masora, someone taught me, fine. I've not heard, and I am not prepared to be machriya on such an idiot. That's how you have to learn shot, right? Amalafon of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, you didn't hear, but I heard. Kach amar Abba, I heard from my father Rabbi Yossi, the what? Mole dam tamei anita. If it's mole dam, it's not a vlad, but it's no worse than any dam nida. Mole boso, tmeo leda, but boso is a vlad. Again, I'm fresh remembering, they have this, the concept that a vlad could be formed and then disintegrate. Amale il mole dovo chodosh amartalanu. Had you answered our question, we asked for something new, not old stuff. The new shaila was on boso. Had you answered, your father said that boso is a vlad, we would have accepted that as a masora. But achshav, you went ahead and you threw in something extra. Mi deho kamaisa ki chidoi ka'omar kisumchus shamam shum rameir honami shema krab yeshua omro vein aloha krab yeshua. You answered something else. You told me also that Mlei Adam is Tamei Anido. I didn't ask that, Shaila. That's an old machlokes. Where Rameir held Tamei Anido. But Rabbanan disagreed with Rameir. What then? Rab Yossi had to have a Kabbalah that he allowed him to paskin like a Yochid against the Rabbim. Well, he may have such Kabbalah. We have no such Kabbalahs. Therefore, in the second case, if he's happy to undertake a psak like a yochid against Rabin, maybe in the other case he also did. In what case? The case we're asking, in the case of Boso. Honami shema kabishu amro. But the shaila was Boso. This is the basis why I say that ein merukum. It has to be solid material. Kisanya, what's the case of Rabbi Yeshua? Hamapela shvir sheina merukam. Rabbi Yeshua omer vlad. Chacham omrim eino vlad. Okay. So since it's Rabbi Yeshua who said that a shvir sheina merukam, which is compared to analogous to the Boso Shaila. And since that's learn Eni Merukam, not put together, not tied together. Right? No Gidin Atzamos that ties Boso together. Amar Rosh Chodesh Shum Raboshio. Machlokes ba'ochu. The machlokes of a shvir mole something, whatever it is only if it is murky. Anyone have the English over here? Don't have the English anymore.
I'm learning.
How you tell it? Ochu. Ochu means murky, right? Not clear. Abo Betzolo, if it's clear, it cannot be that the flesh of a uber disintegrated and liquefied to such a point where it became totally clear. Abo Betzolo, Diva called Eino Vlad. Rabbi Shua Malibu Amar, not true. Betzolo Machlokis. No, the Machlokis is Betzolo. Where the shvir mole liquid that solo, there they're arguing. In other words, it's possible for a vlad to disintegrate to give a cleared liquid now. To jump to the end of this ovid, I'll add it now. Shmuel is the one that holds that solo is yet a vlad. End of the Umbra. But it says, but Shmuel was Moda. If it's so clear that you can hold a hair on the other side of the sack and see it clearly, that surely is not a vlad. So you have now three optical conditions. Ochur, Solul, and Solul Legamri, or some such Losh. Solul Legamri, no one argues, is not a Vlad. Malchogas is Solul. So what can Solul mean? Not exactly clear. Solul has to be someplace in between murky and clear. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, B'Solul Machlokes, Iboy Lehu. What do you mean the Machlokes is on Solul? B'Solul Machlokes, meaning, but B'Ochol, Divrakol Vlad, or Dilma, you mean B'Solul is a Machlokes. And surely, if Solul is a Machlokes, Ochol, certainly they hold that it's a Vlad. Or Dilma, Bein Bozeh Machlokes. That the one that holds that Solul is not a Vlad, also holds Ochol is not a Vlad. Even to become Ochol, it's too big a change for the body to cause on a developing embryo that it should be so disintegrate as now to give only a murky liquid. Even that's not acceptable. It's not understandable how that could be. Therefore, the machlokas is bein b'tzolul bein b'ochul. Or you can shot, the machlokas is by tzolul, but by ochul everybody agrees it's a blood. And we take no answer to that one. Masri. Ezu dorash Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Vayas Hashem Elokim Lo'odom Le'ishto Kosto Sol Vayal Bishem. Malamed Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osa Ol Le'odom Elam Kein Notzo. Okay. So Pshat in the Pasuk, remember? Kosto Sol doesn't mean like most would interpret. He made them leather garments. But kostos all covering for their skin. And hence we identify all with Brias HaOdom. All is a sign of Odom. Vayas, he said, La'odom, he made for Odom kostos all. So we associate all with Odom. All now becomes a synchronon, an absolute sign of humanity, of Odom. Alma ba'ol talya milsa, loshna ocho, loshna solo. The test is all. Iyam a bishem with solo machlokes. If you tell me the machlokes is by solo, therefore. I know it is a core. So therefore, you need a pasuk to tell you that what? That as long as there's all, and here, the only way I can figure the Ramchad is that the all they're referring to over here is the all of the shvir. The shvir is all. You never know how much to read into Mamori Chazal. Did they really think that the sack is the skin of the baby? Or is it a skin nevertheless and therefore deserves the appellation, right, of human? It's not human skin? I don't know. Luchura, that's how the Gemara is learning. So if you say Batzol Machlokes, comes Rabbi Shu and said, hey, how could you say that Solul is no good? It has a skin. A skin means it must be an Adam. Skin is the absolute sign of humanity. Right? Eli Yamrit bi Ochu Machlokes. If you tell me, Machlokes is by Ochu. Now, what's the Machlokes by Ochu then? I don't need a pasuk for that. I say, where's the murkiness coming from? Why should there be a sack filled with murky stuff? A sack filled with blood, I understand. There's blood in there. There's water, I understand, that belongs inside the woman. What does murkiness belong in the woman? It could only be a vlad that fell apart. So I don't need a pussy for that. That's simple, rational thought. That's what he's reading. Eli Yamud B'Ochel Machlokes, and Rabbi Shua is citing the pussy to support his opinion that Ochel is a vlad. Lama Likro, you need a pussy for that? Svora Balmahu, you're only arguing me Svora. Where did murkiness come from? Why would something be murky? Had to be something solid that dissolved. That's what makes it murky. Elishmamina, it must be mitzolo machlokis. And mitzolo, the other man said, solo, where's the blood? And Yeshua points to it, there's a skin. And Xavier Sakosuf, right? Wherever there's a skin, it's called Odom. Shenema, because it says, Vayas Odom. Ule ishto kosto so vayol bishay.
Tangentially, don't all animals, at least mammals, have some sort of a sac and ore?
Oh, every mammal has.
Then how is that a sign of humanhood?
It's a problem. Okay. That's their problem. I don't know what to do.
That's a raya for PETA.
They didn't. I don't know. They paid attention. But they did. They paid attention. Yeah, they knew a lot about veterinary medicine. More than on human medicine. And in Yoni Po, they always were careful. Was it a blood? Isn't a blood? The trouble is that it makes no difference. The Gabi Bechora, a Ochor, a Tolo, make no difference. They wouldn't patter the next one from Bechora. Because by Bechora, you need a viable organism to patter the next one from Bechora. So the only interest they really would have with the Gabi Bechora is that it just didn't look. You see from the next kashya that they're asking, what's the simon by animals? Esver Rabel Rav Nachman. Elo Omru, simon vad bebehemo dako tinuf. I can't explain that to you. I know what it means. Now what the word means? Word means soiling. Meaning, if an animal presents itself, and there's this tinuf, some kind of exudate, there is a simen that she must have given birth. You don't see her blood, you don't know whether she was pregnant or not. There's tinuf. Begasa, that's by a behemoth dako, sheep, goats. Begasa, shilya. By a Bay Magasa is a pack, is a if did they find an afterbirth, a placenta? If a woman presents with a placenta, right? There, well, doesn't talk. You talk about Shrier. Shrier, I don't know, later, earlier, I don't know. Here by Behema, they put in, right? Shilya. By a woman, right, they put in Shrier and Shilya. Shilya Pshita. So if there's an afterbirth, now in the obstetrics of the Gemara, when a woman gives birth, she expels. That's how it seems to me. I can't defend it. At afterbirth, she expels the afterbirth, which consists of Shilya and Shvir. In among our women, they're constructed a little differently. The Shvir has to break open to let the baby out. In the beginning of labor, right, there's a rupture of the Shvir there, and there is a rush of liquid indicating that labor is actively going on. Yes, you can visualize, yeah, the shvir split open, ruptured, but then when the baby finally comes out, what follows the baby is that ruptured skin and the umbilical cord attached to the shilya, which is what in colloquial expression, when they say the afterbirth, they mean the shilya. Vilu shvir bebehema lo pata. See, here you see that the raya that they're referring to, or the or they're referring to, is the or of the sack, the or of the shvir. It says what? Therefore, all you have is a skin to evaluate. What does this mean? That they found the shvir, the skin, this amnion sac. Where we say, by an isho, there's a gzeir sakosuv, the rabbi bokra. That said, that all it means a simon of Adam, then potaba. Shvir by a behema, which is the lo rovi pro, lo potaba. Lo potaba shvir. Early am would be ocho machlokes. What do you tell me the machlokes is by ocho? And what does Rabbi Yeshua claim? Where does that murkiness come from? The ochel can only mean there was a blood that dissolved. There might not mean it whether it's man or animal. It's not based on a pasuk. There's no pasuk about murkiness. Maishna isha, maishna behema. People, you with me? You follow the logic. Zersakosu. It doesn't have to be scientific, it's theological. Therefore, a chilik between Odom and Behemah. But if you tell me Misfora, the Ochol had to come from someplace, and the Sfora says it came from a blood that dissolved, then the same thing by Odom, same thing by Behemah. Here, you pick up Rashi quickly. We'll pick up, let me next slide, I'll get at you. Rashi answers on Akashi, which all of you should be asking now. What difference does it make? What do you care whether it was the blood or wasn't the blood? Whatever is awful, the murkiness, you're not going to shift on them as bear. Right? So what are you afraid of? That the next birth, well, is it a b'chor or not? That doesn't apply by a behema. A behema only on a viable birth patters the next one from b'chor. So, m'manushat, the next one will be a b'chor. So what difference make to you to know whether this is called a vlad that was but disintegrated or not? It has no halachic consequence. Rashi, ask the question and answer. We'll get to Rashi in a minute. Well, first, see if you can, from your memory, and see if you can answer this nesteretz. The question again is, Maishan by Maishan Behema. So why the, by Rav Oshia, right? Mi Savat Rav Yeshua, sorry, Mi Savat Rav Yeshua, Mifshat Poshetle. You think that Rabbi Yeshua said that by a behema, it's not a semen blood. By a woman, it is a semen blood. You think it's because he's based on a posik, etc. It's all nice and clear? Not so. What then? Rabbi Yeshua, Sfuki Mesafkali. And Ba'ozel, Hochel Chumra, Ba'ochel Chumra. Listen carefully. Gabi Isha, the mamonahu, then suffic mamonah lekula. Gabe behemo di surahu di ika le gabe giza bavoda sofik di surah le chumro. Hachenami gabe isha sofik tumah le chumro. Hey, suddenly, what me speaker? They quoted a pasuk. A pasuk says that a man is determined by all. And here, that's what Yeshua said. And there's a simon of all, the shvir is a simon of Adam. And for the Gemara, you gotta watch out when you quote psukim. Put it in a way to remember. It's a big difference whether God quoted the pasuk or you quote the pasuk. If God quotes the pasuk, it's a pasuk. If you quote the pasuk, it may be a pasuk. But in fact, there is no pasuk. The interpretation, Bayas cost us all, and of that all is Odom, and Odom is Shvil, etc., that's only a mnemonic. Well, what? Mid Rabbanan. Because Asmachta be'almahu. It's only a mnemonic device, just to remember the halacha. Okay, now let's see what I mean. L'kulu l'chumra. Let me carry a little further, then we'll back up to the Rashi and review it again. No, so what do we have here? We have a whole bunch of machlokesin that went on from Chovdal Amid Beis to Chovei Omer Aleph. And all you get in machlokes, you get no conclusions. Amalei Rav Chanina Bar Shalmei L'Rav. HaRebi, I'll mention in a minute what it is. HaRebi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Oshio, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Four machlokesin. So tell me, what do you do? Mar keman svirali. How do you paskin Rav? Now, what are the four machlokas? Refresh your memory. Remember, Rebbe was on top of the Yomud. He said, Lo Shamaiti. Right. They asked him, right, Amapelas shvir moli boso? And Rebbe answered, Lo Shamaiti. Okay? That leaves you without an answer. Rabbi Shmob, Rabbi Yossi, right. Remember, he brought from his father that Molly Bosso is a vlad, is Tamea. They didn't listen to him because he said also something they didn't ask for about Molly Dam, that she's a nida, which passed like a mayor. So I didn't accept it. But nevertheless, you have a machlokas. Rav Oshio said that the machlokas is by ochol, not by tzolol. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said by tzolol machlokas, and not by, as well as by ochol. So who do you paskel? He runs through all four. So he asks Rav, how do you paskel? Amalei, Omer Ani, Rav said, I hold Echot Zev, Echot Zev, Ein Echot Sheshesh. The whole thing is unacceptable. I deny that whole premise that a vlad could form and then disintegrate, and all you're left is either Boso or the, no matter what you find, it couldn't be there was a formed vlad and then reverse the developmental process. Okay, let me just digress one sentence. That's what we're doing today. One of the most hopeful, exciting, frustrating research that's going on today is to take a formed, mature cell and send it back to the embryonic state. That's the stem cell research. I don't want stem cells from you, from embryos, etc. I want stem cells from you, for you. If you need help, you need a kidney. I want a stem cell from you to make a kidney. Because then when I give it back to you, there'll be no rejection. There'll be no immune reaction. So what do you do? How do I get a stem cell from you? You have no stem cells from you. Actually, there are called adult stem cells. But I want not to deal with an adult stem cell. Why? An adult stem cell is already no longer a juvenile. He really matured a little bit along the line. It's not embryonic stem cell. Doesn't have all the pluripotential of an embryonic cell. So what do we do now? And that's been done with great success. I can take a mature cell, infect it with a bunch of viruses, and the viruses send it back into the embryonic state. And so in the process, it also picks up the potential to become a cancer cell, which is also a primitive, right, unruly cell. So that we're working. But the idea of reversing from maturity to embryonic state is not well within our concept. So what the Gemara is talking about, that there was a advanced stage, and then something happened to send it all the way back, maybe to the single cell stage. Maybe it's quite possible. Okay, this is just to throw in a little bit of the Munas Chazal. Okay, so what did Rav say? Rav made short shrift of all these shailas. He says it's very nice intellectual endeavor. Has nothing to do with halacha. No matter what the case is, I will not accept that this could be a blood that disintegrated. All cases, solo, ocho, boso, is a sophic blood. Sophic, but sophic blood. Sophic blood means you go to chumre, whatever chumre is. Vazda Shmuel Taimei. Right? And Shmuel is consistent with a psak he had given previously. That's what it means, also to the Taimei. Where was it? The Chiyose Rabdime Omar, may Olam lo doko Shmuel ben Ador. Shmuel was in Ador. Rav Pupadisa, Shmuel in Ador. In Ador, they passing like Shmuel. They never was Metdochu, Zochu, never Metayer, a woman who presented with that child. The Var, except there was one case, Tayahu Shapira, the Osir Kami de Shmuel, the Monachle Chutzara Mehaigisa, the Chazve Mehaigisa, Omar and Isa, the Vlad Havi, Lahava Zikulahai. But what was totally transparent, right, there his mode they couldn't be, that she leave nothing. So we have, as I told you, levels of solidity, right? There's liquid, right? There's boso, then there's liquid, and in liquid you have three stages of liquid. Ochur, solo, and zig kulahai, whatever that means. And so very transparent. Okay. Now go back to what is a critical question. What were they arguing about a behemoth? My napkamine. And what do you mean by lekula lechumra? There, we'll repeat the Gemara in a minute. Let's pick up the Gemara again. Let's say the Gemara again. And we'll get the Rashi. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, why did you use a posik? You're only arguing misvara that ochor, if you hold ochor machlokes. So pick up again the Gemara. So Rabbi Shua Mifshat Poshetle, right? No, Rabbi Shua Svukim Misavkele. Rabbi Shua has a Sufik. And therefore, what did he do? He went Lekul and Lechum, follow the rule of Sufik. Again, repeat what I said to you many times. There's never a Shaila without a Tshuva. There's never a Teku in the Gemara. Teku is intellectually. insofar as analysis. But what to do, you have to know what to do. A Jew cannot live with a teiku. He has to know what to do. We have mitzvahs maisios, it requires action. You can't act misofik. So then what do? You fall back on major principles. Sofik deraisa, sofik berona, etc., etc. As you said, therefore, he couldn't answer the questions on each case. So he went back to the general principle, the what? Ozel hochel chumra, vahochel chumra. He had no choice, went to chumra. Gabi isha, the mamonahu. What does that mean? By a woman, the whole shaila is monetary. Does the kohen get 5 sloim for the next birth? That's the whole issue. Therefore, right, we went to kule. We said, it's a vlad. If it's a vlad, the next one is not a vlad. It's not a pro. Gabe behema, where the whole shaila is isura, the ikar legabe gizov avoda. Has to do only whether you can share the animal or use them for work. Then sofik isur lechumbo.
In dine mamonos, any chumra for one person is
always
for somebody
else.
So if we're going to say that if we're going to be makil on him that he doesn't give the slime, then it would be mamma for the kohen.
If you can ask the question, you can answer it also.
But what I'm saying is that if you want to say it's not that it's lakula, but that's hamotzmeh.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You want to say hamotzmeh avera halacha
rishus, but answer it. It's not an unusual question. It happens 1,000 times in Shas, such a decision, right? What does it mean?
It means hamotzmeh avera. Is that what it means?
Kula always means hamotzmeh avera halavaya. Whoever's muzik says put. Chumra means I took away from you.
I leave it by you.
Only did imam.
But it's not technically a
chumra
or a
kula. Of course, it's a language. We have to know. That's the language of the Gemara. Okay, means what is? I'm the posek, and I tell you, you give up that money in your pocket. That's a big chumra psak.
It's a big kula for him, though.
No, not for him.
He gets my money.
The psak is not for him. Psaki is, can I take the money from you or not? That's the shayla. That's the shayla. No shayla money, you can get the money. You can't get any money. My shayla is always, can I take money from the musik, give it to the non-musik? Therefore, a chum of psaki is, lost the case. A kul of psaki, you won the case. That's how the Gemara interprets it. Okay, look at Rashi. Hocha l'chum, hocha l'chum. That's Rashi. Gabi Bukhoros Behemo Omar the love Ladhu Block Potto is Habo Achov. Di Amrit Potto Kogozes the Ovid Bay Avoda. If the second one is Potto, he's not a Bukhor, then means you can use it. If it's a sheep, you shear the wool, right? But a Bukhor is also the Giz of Avoda. The Dilma Lavladhu Hahu Kama if a Kaosi Lide Takola. But Regabe Tumas Vlad Ozalukhumwa the Kama Vladhu Utmeya Shivuayim Viyamei Toha Los. Right? They won't give it to the Meitoha. That's Lukhumwa. The Svirali, the Nesivale, you should think you should give it that. The Gabe Bhorodom the Kulihi. The Koma Potter as a bo achov for Ipuslan. Then Kedusha Bibhorodom. By Bibhorodom, there's no issue of Isra Heter. It's purely an Isra Mammon. Ella what? Mammon Kohen Heslaim. If a Sufik Mammon Lukulo, the Kohen have Motsi Mechavero all of a Raya. Okay. We come to a piece of Gemara where, what's this? Lahavdol, they found a preacher's note and they saw in his notes there he has a drosha, and on the side he has a comment. It says, argument weak, yell like hell. Some of the things you have to yell a little bit louder when you come to it. Okay. B'mohaya merukam. It says, right, go back at the Mishnah, right, the last line in the Mishnah on Chav Dalma Beis. B'mohaya merukam, teishev lezocha ulu nekeba. Right? Which means what? She gets the minimum days of Tahara, the maximum days of Tumah. Tana Rabbana, Ezer Shri Merukam. Abashol Omer, Tichiloso, Tchilas Berioso, Meirosho. Now listen carefully, you get in real trouble if you don't realize what the Gemara is saying. We said, what does a Shri Merukam mean? You had a Shri Shal Boso. There's meat there? No, not meat there. It had to be something not discernible what it is. That's why I said it has to be something which is has a viscosity there, other than Shri Eina Merukam. But it cannot be solid material. It certainly cannot be what the Gemara here is saying. So don't attribute this Ezer Shri Merukam. Abba Shaul is answering that question. He's not answering that question. Abba Shaul is coming and giving you a lesson in embryology. Remember, Abba Shaul is the fellow who gave the other drosha, that long drosha, that he was a Kodah Mesim. Right, then he was Sakal Bat Somos and can tell what the man was drinking while alive. Right, okay. And then he was running up the femur of Og Melech HaBoshon and couldn't get to the end of it. So, right, where the Marsha interprets that as searching for Tahara while running in a state of tumor. Abba Shaul Omer, Tchilas Berioso Meirosho. The child begins to form from the head region. Ushtei Einod Kishtei Tipin Shel Zvuv. Okay. The eyes are the size of the droppings of a fly. Tana Rabchia, Muruchokum Zemizer, and they are far apart. What he means to say, Mistame, they are not in the frontal position yet. Shnei Chotrim Kishay Tipim Shal Zvuv. Right? The openings of his nose, not two noses, it means the two nostrils. Right? Tana Rabchia, Umukurovim Zelazer, and they are also in the wrong position. Upiv Mosuf Kechut HaSa'aro. Okay? It's only a slit, right? A hair breadth. Ugvioso Tadasha. The whole body is the shape of is the size of a lentil. The Moshe Nekeva Nidona Kisoro La'orko. And if it's a female, it has a split in it representing the female genitalia. V'chituch yadayim v'glayim ein lo. There's no sign of hands and feet. V'olav mefurish v'kabola. Right? This is what Eve said. And someone noted something here that I saw what one of the, I think Chumasavar says it, it's unusual to use the word Kabbalah for Ksuvim. Kabbalah is usually limited to Tanakh. to Nevi'im, not to Ksuvim. Here's an Iyuv. It's not on the rule. I remark. It's not a kasha. All right. And what does the pasuk there say? Halo kecholov titicheni, like milk, right? You pour me. Kugvino tachpieni, like cheese. You congeal me. Ovo bosol talvisheni. Ubatzamos vegidin tishocheni. Chayim vechesed osisi imodi. Upudoscha shomro ruchi. In praise of Kodesh Baruch Hu for letting him be born. And of course he bemoans his birth. Why did you make me be born? Mind you, the whole thing is the size of a lentil embryo. On day 40, if you remind me, I should have done that. A week or so ago, I had that in mind, but I forgot to write it down in my little book, so I didn't do it. There's a book by England, author England, the first 50 days, showing actually every second or third day the development of Israel. How she got those photographs, nobody knows. She had to be involved in a major abortion clinic where she could also ascertain when the woman had relations in order to be able to fix the day of pregnancy and count the days of gestation. Of fabulous work there. On day 40, the embryo is sheared etzba, basically a thumb width. Right. Yeah. So here he's talking about size of a lentil, right? He says, what? Beinbokin also b'mayim. If you want to examine, this is Abba Shaul giving you a lesson in embryology. If you want to examine this little embryo, you can't do it by suspending him in water. Water will destroy the whole thing. Shamayim azin, right? Utolden also, right? They'll mess the whole thing up. Therefore, you must suspend it in oil. Elabokin also b'shemen. Shashemen rachum etzachzecho. The oil is soft, and it makes him lucid. It makes him transparent. That's true, by the way. Bein ro'en ella b'chama, and you have to examine it only in sunlight. Kesad bokin also. How do you examine it? And I think the interest is to determine whether it's male or female. That's part of the bokin also. It could be bokin also, just time to examine it, see what it looks like. Kesad bokin also, kidamrina. No, you said. You suspend it in oil, and you look in the sunlight, and that's how you examine it. Ela noam bema bokin also, ledeida im zochohum nekeva. How do you determine what the external genitalia are? Here, let me make a extraneous comment. One of the experiences my children had, that they always, these are now mature people with grandchildren of their own, right? They remember what to them came across as the cruelest thing they ever saw. Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim has a large chicken farm, egg laying farm, etc. So we were there for Shabbos, and on Sunday, the two Japanese show up, and they tell us, come in to see something nice. Go into the, they incubate the eggs. Some of the chickens are allowed to mate with roosters to get fertilized eggs to make more chickens. You watch in front of your eyes as the eggs crack open, as the chick fights its way out of the eggshell. And these two Japs grab the chick, take a look at it, and if it's a zoho, there's a pot of boiling water, and you throw it right into it. It's a monopoly that the Japanese have, because Keitzad Volkano, so there's almost no way to discern whether a chick at birth is zoho in the caver. But there's a papilla, a little hair, that makes differentiate between zoho and the caver. They learned how to do it. Assumption is that they're not fooling us, that they know how to do it, really. Because the end result is, those they save are chickens for laying eggs, and those they throw in, there are zchorim, because you need only one or two zchorim for 100 chickens. The idea, when we left the kibbutz Sunday night, we left with a crate of little chicks, little male chicks, that my kids insisted on saving. So the Japs didn't throw them all into the hot water, put some into a carton, took home, and we raised those chickens all summer. The summer I spent in Eretz Yisrael, the year we spent in Eretz Yisrael, and we raised the chicks until we finally did, not what the Jap did to it, but what the Shurcha did to it. But you don't get any male chickens to eat. The chickens we eat are all female. Yeah, they don't bother saving the male, raising the males at all. The female they raise, some chicken, good chicken layers, but there's the chasen that they sometimes mark on the menu, capon. Capon is not true, it's a sheker. A capon is a male chicken that's been castrated. Once upon a time, they could afford to do it, and it's supposed to be a better chicken. A male chicken who's castrated is a better tasting chicken. Labor costs are too high to play around with that nonsense now.
Would there not be a problem of Sar Balei Chaim over there?
Where?
By castrating the
rooster. By throwing it in hot water.
By castrating the rooster to make it a
castration its own.
I mentioned when I spoke here Thursday for the students on teaching science in the yeshiva, the Shabbat Shalom, they asked about Tzar Bal Chaim, dissecting frogs and so on. There's no Tzar Bal Chaim if you do it for your purpose. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mastery over animals. The reason they do it is because they don't want to afford to feed the chick. They're going to do anything with him. He's an alter bocha. We don't need him. His female counterpart lays eggs, so we keep him. And nowadays, that's why I think I mentioned once in passing, that we don't have any blood spots, blitzchop nowadays. There are no blood spots nowadays. The blood spot that's also in an egg is a beginning of a fertilized egg, beginning of a germinating chick. We don't have it because our chickens never saw a rooster. And they're alone in the cage. And nowadays, if you've ever been on an egg farm, it's impressive technology. Each cage is separate from the other. There's a little trap door. The egg is laid, it rolls right down, hits a little trapdoor, a marker goes up, right? You know how many eggs this chicken laid this week? If there are no six eggs this week, there's chicken soup next week. This is strictly business. Ketzad ba'elam ba'va mokro shaleida im zocho im nekeva in the KV, Abashol Banash, Amal Abashol Baromish, Amar, maybe Kisim, you bring a little splinter, Sherosho Cholok, with a smooth head, meaning shouldn't scratch anything, Umananea Bosomokom, Imisachsech, Kiadua Shezochahu, Gimlav Yadua Shedikavahi, whatever that means. If there is, in other words, there's some kind of papilla, some kind of projection that you can move, if it, then you know it's a zoho. That is the primitive male organ. If not, it's in a cave. Amar Nachman Abravura, lo shlo ela milmata lamala. Right? That's only to move it vertically. Avo minatzodin, to move it horizontally, it doesn't simen, no chilik between Zocho in the cave. Ema kostei beisarechem ninu, meaning it could be the, it's the same thing by a male female, a little projection that is to represent the genitalia. Amar avada baraba tono, you said im hoisin the kuva, in hoisin the cave, niduno kisoro suduka. If it's in the cave, right, there is a slit at the bottom. We talk about that little adasha, that little lentil that represents the body. For a female, there's a little crack in it, a little slit in it. Maskolo Rav Nachman, how do you know that slit represents nakvus, femaleness? Dilma chutzo beitzurinu. Maybe it represents the bottom of the scrotum. You see, there's a strip. It could also look like a slit. You can't identify any beitzim on such a little embryo. Chutzo beitzim yediyah. Could you then identify a chutzo beitzim? Why the Gemara puts this in on the side of this idea? As I told you, in the Kabbalah and the Kabel, that's what it says. That's Amarababo Tono. We learned Beiz Rechosov. Continuing the description of this primitive embryo, its two thighs are kebeis chutim shel zahuris, like two crimson threads. Amar amam alo kishel erev, like the erev. What does that mean? Anyone remember quick? Mind you how they're arguing. There's a warp and there's a woof. Right? What's a warp and a woof?
This way and this way.
Okay, what is it in textile, in knitting, in threading? So there's
weaving.
In the horizontal on the loom, there's a horizontal, and then the woman hand and now by machine attaches the other things. The horizontal is a little thicker than the vertical, so that you both saw. Mind you, how learned they were in this inaccurate stuff that they were saying, right? That this thread is the thickness instead of a crimson thread, but the crimson thread of the horizontal, not of the vertical. And so I told you about yell like hell, right? And likewise, the two arms are also that thin. The legs are thicker, so they're like erev shesi. And this is like the shesi. Period. Now we go to whole another halacha. A continued halacha now. What I said to you again, that there's halacha and there's halacha lemaisa. Do you think you can pass such a shaila? What it is, who it is, and go back to our original question. there. You really sure that this shilya with something in there, with a sphere, right? That's einam urukum, that you can determine whether it is a disintegrated blood or not. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Remember Shmuel, who said that all those things are a suffix, and therefore you have to go to Chumran and all of them. Rav said, nonsense, none of them means anything. Ochol, Solol, same thing. Boso, it's not a blood. Shmuel said it is a blood, misofik. So Omar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, when are you sure it is a blood? Shinana, which is a term of endearment. Bochik, we say the term of kovod and a sign of affection. It's an affectionate term. Shinana, lo savet uvdo, don't you ever pasken that a woman is tamei leida ad she yashir, until he shows up with hair. We have something here with hair on it, then it's a blood. Otherwise, don't pasken. You said no. We worry that maybe it's a blood, even if it's any ochel and bosor, all those which don't have any kind of form. And hair is already a well developed thing. Right? No, Shmuel explained to me what he meant. Hosheshes. Hey, you're talking about to paskin vadai, it's a vlad. But hosheshes, you're hosheshes for everything. Lochush hosheshes. Therefore, you may tara lo yavinala, atche yashir. But the cooler of you may tara, right? That she gets only if it's a vadai vlad, and the vadai vlad is if it has hair. Now, this finishes the sugya. Listen to this. So where's Shmuel stand now? He says, we're choshes for everything. For vadai, I needed to have hair. Right? Take the Gemara. But the memory of the Mesafkel is Shmuel. You think Shmuel, you saying Shmuel, and Onos Ochor or someone was a Sufik? Boho. And the only vadai he knew was if it was a fetus with hair, right? So I'll ask you, that's not how he paskins. They bought a shvir, an amnion sack filled with something to Shmuel. Omar, ho bar arbon v'chad yoma. This is had a blood in it of 41 days. Now, 41-day blood is a tzura sodom, vadai later. Okay, you with us? That's the 41. But here's the punchline. The choshev miyomo da'azal letzvila ad ahu yoma. So he asked the woman, when did she go to mikveh? Right? And he was sure it's 41 days. And therefore, it had to be that they had relations before she went to mikveh. Wamala hai benida baal. This man who impregnated her while she was still a nida. Kafse, they put him under pressure, the husband, but ode, and he was mode. So what does it mean to say? If Shmuel was such a bucky, he could see something, right, and call it to the day, 41 days, and be sure enough to accuse someone that he was bold neither. And he does know he's a suki besafkale. And for the Gemara, right, listen to this. Shaine Shmuel, the Rav Guvri. Okay. Shmuel is different. He's an expert. Rav Gufri, strong with his knowledge. Let me see. I can paskin. Don't you paskin like I tell you, because you don't know how to get there. You're going to mess it all up. Therefore, his Talmidim, he said, you wait till you see here. Then you're Vaday. I know Vaday many times before that. But that's me. Don't you try to imitate. You cannot make believe. Shine and Shmuel. Shmuel is different than Rav Gubli. So when he paskins for himself. That was the problem with Rav. With the Rav and Cholos. Remember the Moran Sanhedrin. Where Rav went to study Mumi Bchor, 18 months out of the field with the shepherds, right? And when he came back, he hadn't had smicha yet. He came to the Koilo, to YU, to get smicha, right? And they only gave him smicha, yore, yore, yodin, yodin. They wouldn't give him the smicha in those days, the three smichas, so Bchoros al yati, they wrote. Yami Mat Bchoros. Why? Because Rav Gubri, because he knew how to Bchoros. But everybody else would try to follow him. And they couldn't, they wouldn't. So he knew what looked like a bad moon was really a moon over. Therefore, he was Mata the Bchor. His Talmidim would try to do that. They'd be Mata a Bchor, right? That, I mean, he knew the chilik between a moon over and a moon. Kayam, right? Mum Shein over. They would mess up Mum over Mum. Therefore, they wouldn't let him paskin. For fear that he would paskin, then everybody would say, oh, I know it is. Now I'm a dumb man. I'm Indian. Now I can compare it. So they said, better not. Therefore, what would the Talmidim do? Voluchumma. He could paskin with Kumma. Same thing as Shmuel. He could paskin and give a debate tower, right? But the Talmidim couldn't do it. So by Rav, they had the same thing. Rav and Shmuel, the team, right? By both cases, you found a similar thing, where only by Shmuel, it was without consequence, meaning without penalty. By Rav, it was a penalty. Because he was Rav Gubri, because he'd become expert in the veterinary science, they wouldn't let him paskin for fear that others would try to imitate him and not succeed. Okay? I hope to get up to this point without too much opposition. Yeah. Okay, this now here, and I'll give you some nice chedushim. I'll reproduce this for you. Again, listening to the radio, that no problems on the road, etc., but on exit 5 on the Palisades, there was a crash, held up at least 15 minutes. It doesn't make the radio, nothing else. The radio tells me, go, everything is fine. Not that I had any choices anywhere else to go, so I was. Let's see if I can get down to the bottom of the Omid and begin a discussion. I'm a pella sandal, right? What's a sandal? A sandal, remember? No, quick. What's a sandal?
That was flat.
Yeah, how did it happen? What makes a sandal?
A sandal maker?
Huh? A sandal maker, of course, I think. Yeah, only Kodesh Baruch Hu is a sandal maker. Yeah. What's a sandal? No. Well, yeah, what? How does that happen? Say, what happens? A squashed baby. Why is it squashed? Because there was a twin, and the twin squashed him. Okay? Sandal dome le dog chayam. A sandal looks like a flounder. That's the one it says just dog chayam, but I think that's a good description. Right? Flattened. Mitzchiloso vladu. It was once a perfectly fine fetus. Elo shen nirtzaf. It got squashed. Avshim Megmil Omer, no. Sandals don't mail the Loshon Shosho Hagodol. No. It's the shape of a tongue. What's the machlokis? It could be boso be'almo, as we said before. Some find boso. He said, so therefore the shape is indicative. The shape would give you a little idea of the etiology of how it developed. Mishum Ravaseinu Heidu, Sandal Tzorech Tzuras Ponim. Now it begins to make a little better sense. A sandal isn't just a squashed piece of flesh, but there's a squashed face on the sandal. Imagine a doll run over by a steamroller. Okay? Omar Rab Yudah Omar Shmuel, Halocha, Sandal Tzor Tzuras Ponim. You have to have some side of eyes, those. Omar Adabar, Omar Yosef, Omar Rab Yitzchak, Sandal Tzor Tzuras Ponim, Vafilu Meachorov, even if the face is behind. What does it mean? Not the face is on. He says, well, explains. Even if the head region seems turned. Right. Imagine someone who got slapped and he turned his head after being slapped, moved his head to avoid the slap, he moved to the side. That shape, that formation is what a sandal usually could look like. That's also called a tzuras ponim. Bimei Rav Yanai bikesh taras a sandal shelo tzuras ponim. Okay. After this halacha took root in the yeshivos, a sandal tzuras ponim. So if any woman presented with something that was a shape like that, but don't tzuras ponim, they were matzir. They said it's nothing. Bikshu l'tayer as a sandal chain of tzuras ponim. Omlem Rabbi Yanai, tihartem es havlodos. No, you mitayer a woman who gave birth. In other words, even though ain't no tzuras ponim, it should be treated like a blood. V'atanya b'ilayim b'shom v'sena heidu sandal tzuras ponim. Right? Again, it's a tremendous lesson in how you interpret Gemara. You say, well, you stop over there. The halacha is over and over. One said, two says, sandal tzor tzoras ponim. Comes the next one, says, so they said. So they said, that's halacha l'mochim yisima. V'otanyam shuv rav seino ilim sandal tzor tzoras ponim. Amar Rabbi v'barabaya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. How do you know that they paskin that a sandal needs to respond him? Ram de Chunya said so, right? So he said so. I don't hold like Ram de Chunya. Here's interesting. Amar Rab Zera, Zocha bo Rabibi b'shmaite. This statement that the Nechunya is the author of this, and therefore it's not binding on anybody. He says, "Ano v'hu, I and the Rabbi have yasti kami the Rabbi Yochanan." When Rabbi Yochanan reported, "Ki omro lo shmeiter," when Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hey, Rabbi Seinu, no, it's Rabbi Oshio, Rabbi Nechunya is the one who reported this. Therefore, it's based upon." The authority of Rav Nechenya. The Kodam Ihu the Omar, but it was Rabibi who spread the word among the yeshivos. The Zochabo. And therefore he has the schus that his name is mentioned when they mention this halacha of sandal, they say, but Rabbi Oshio, what Rabibi said in the name of Rabbi Oshio, Rabibi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Rav Oshio's halacha, right? Therefore, he got the schus. We both heard it the same way, but since he came out and announced it first, he has the schus of his name being associated with the statement of Rav Yochanan. Now, comes the Gemara, now asks the obvious question. I asked you before, how does a sandal become a sandal? Had to be another baby, that's questioned. So what are you worried about the woman being Tamei later? Sandal doesn't make it Tamei later. Heck with the sandal. Tamei later because the twin comes out. Without a twin, there's no sandal.
If the sandal sits in the uterus for... If the sandal sits in the woman for more than the Zman Tumas later.
No. It comes out the same.
No, but if it doesn't. Let's say it sits there and then it comes out six months later, then you have a suffix.
A woman would have to expel the blood and then the sandal later. It doesn't work that way.
Why not?
Because a woman gives birth, everything comes out. I have a case that there's one case that we know about where the woman gave birth to twins 3 months apart. That's another story.
So that's longer than 2 months later.
Yeah, okay. The woman doesn't have that. Okay? Listen to how Gemara puts it. Balo ein sandal sheinim amolad. So e di shal in the cave of our day, hochinami, that makes no difference to us. The chilek will be if she gives birth to a zocho, and if the sandal is classified as a nekeva, if sandal is what? She has a tzuruk, then is a chilek. E di shal in the cave of our day, hochinami, then it makes no difference. Hocha by skin in the shal is zocho by day. Ma'u the same. Listen carefully. Howel Amar Rav Yitzchak Barami Ish Mazra Tchila Yoled Zocher Ish Mazri Tchila Yoled Nekeva Mide HaZocher Hu Hanam Zocher Kamash Melon Eima Shnei Mizri Bevasachas Hai Zocher Vay Nekeva. Okay, what's that all about? We got Chasanim here already. What's this Ish Mazra Tchila? What's this all about? Chazal had a concept, Ishe Mazras Chilo, Ishe Mazras, that a woman gives off a seed and a man gives off a seed. Really see that. We have no real moko for that. Just this Gemara. Ishe Mazras Chilo, what does it mean? What do you say? If she gave birth to a zocho, there's no worry about it in the keva. Because why? Sex is determined by who's mazri atchila. If the woman's mazri atchila, it's a zocho. So a twin has to be the same sex. There can be twins of different sexes. Now, if identical twins are the same sex. But we know there are fraternal twins, they're different sex. They have a boy and a girl born, right? We know they're not identical. So how could it be? It could be that they mazriya simultaneously. Then it could be zocher and nekeva. What the heck is it all about? What the heck is this with mazra in the game? Man mazriya, we know it means semen, right? As a physical act, you know. What's the isha mazras? So, that's one of the things I prepared to give you today. I was hoping to get down this far. We'll make a copy. This you should have. Nobody knows Chuck. And they all have it. Discussed this thing many years. All of them, there's such a thing as an Isha Mazras. No such thing. Okay? This is Balei Nefesh Laravid. Okay? Listen carefully. That's it. You see, the beginning of it is reference to behavior of a husband during the marital relations. Right. So they report Rabbi Talfon, Hoyevegalot Tefach, Machasa Tefach, interpreted very modest there. So the Rabbi asked the Kashi, right? Yeah. Om Chazal, Schar Pri HaBeten, Vischar Shemashin Asman Ala Beten, Havelim Bonim Scholem. If the marital act is performed slowly, not rushed, but Rohu is mazaka them with male children. Right. Umisha omed es asmo, shucha lasos kein, otichonis olov makshova acheres. What the Chazal worried about is, for some reason, that if a marital act is performed slowly, that maybe a thought will come into the husband's mind of another woman. It made more sense, I guess, when a husband had more than one wife. So he might compare her behavior with the behavior of another one of his wives during Tashmish. Therefore, he says, that's what was the reason for not playing around too long, too much foreplay, get rid of it. But if you're sure that that's not a thought, that when you're with your wife, you pay attention to your wife, you don't think about other women, right? Then it's a mitzvah. And for that mitzvah, this right, this was Lashon. V'hu masha asmo, g'day shetehena ha'isho min ha'maseh, v'tazriya tchila, v'skavin lasos mitzvah, v'oso oso ha'kodesh bohu, nosi lo schar b'bonim scholim. The only place I found a pshat. And what does it mean there? Isho mazriya tchila. Again, this lesson. Masha atzvo ala beten, hidei she tehena isho min amasa, betazriya tchila, miskavei lasos mitzvah, ba'osa osa, ba'kodesh bohu, nosa lo schoro bedonim. What's he referring to? A husband can reach an orgasm very quickly. A wife needs more time. A husband who worries that his wife should also find pleasure in the marital relations, that's a special mitzvah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards him with schar bonim. Hence, isha mazra tchila means, if she reaches orgasm before he does, that's a special schus that Kadosh Baruch Hu then rewards them with bottom scholar. It's isha mazra tchila. What does Gemara say here? But if they both simultaneously, shnei b'basachas, then he gets the schar, right? He gets the schar for that she's mazra tchila, meaning not delayed. But it could be that only one schar is enough for that. So one gets a boy. If I have a boy and a girl, but both mazriyat simultaneously. As I want you to know, when I learned Nida the first time many years ago, I must say, there was not anybody who I considered to be a Talmud Chacham. I didn't ask, give me pshat, what is the pshat? There's a broche, and then you have, Mo says, Megala Tefach, Machasa Tefach, which is an expression for hurry up, quick. It says, here, then I found the Barei Nefesh. I told you, want to know a good sefer, go into the bookstore. If it's less than $5, it's a superb sefer. Because it means nobody wants to buy it because they have no sefer. But then, or if you find the sefer then reprinted with footnotes, it costs $35, right? And all the footnotes are usually nonsense. This is the old fashioned Barei Nefesh that I've been. I'll make copies for you. Okay. I see here, this must be, I can see from my handwriting, on the bottom here, then if that's the case, if Isha, how do you have Kochi Rosh Hashoni by Yaakov, says that the first time, right, there, you'll see it's in there already. All right. I think, let's see, what else do I have here? Yeah, one more thing. I'll give you why, because when I was preparing something for last Thursday, I didn't want to put everything in on the Munis Chazal, but it's relevant a little bit here. Here you have Baravishman the Gemara, Gimel Noshim Mishamshus Baboch. The question about sandal is and what ochor is and so on. That Gimel Noshim Mishamshus Baboch. At three women, three kinds of women, you're supposed to use contraception when you have relations. Ketana, Meiniko, Umuberes. Ketana, Shema Tisabel. They took child brides, and a woman can start, a girl can start menstruating at 11, 12 sometimes. She's not prepared to have children. Therefore, you're supposed to use a moch. My focus, the mother, we have a needed of Memhei in the bonus shoot days. I marked it up here. Because why a minico? She got pregnant, the milk will stop. Also, why a muberes? I think, what's the danger of having been muberes? Shema tisabel, and she's pregnant, and she gets pregnant again, and make a sandal. That's why a sandal comes. And one baby will squeeze the other baby. But is that possible for a pregnant woman to become pregnant again? As Dana to become pregnant, no problem. Like a girl, the record is a girl in Peru, 6.5 years old.
That's disgusting.
Huh? Yeah, whatever. All right, that's a stop. A menico, you know it's true. Menico starts ovulating a few months after giving birth. Once pregnant, it stops the milk. But what a muberes, I guess, where's come pregnant again? Here, I made for you. Unbelievable. Twins, okay. Here's the case. All right. A reported case, this is from Lancet, the most reputable British journal that there is. Report a case of twins of different sex where the alleged father refused to take responsibility for the children, claiming they belonged to the legal father, meaning to the biological father. The legal father refused to take part in a paternity determination. Anyway, most remarkable observation, right? He gives it some chemicals, some biological stuff, which I'll explain to you, right? Nevertheless, when they come to groom, the mother had intercourse with two different men around the time of ovulation, and she admitted to this during counseling. So you had a twin with two different fathers, okay? It wasn't at the same day, same time, so it means one egg became fertilized, and then a second egg was there to become fertilized, which this woman was obviously not a very moral woman, and she had relations with another man there, had to be within a few days there. So it's possible there for a pregnant woman to become pregnant again. This, of course, is early pregnancy, but nevertheless, the issue was, we are brought in because that's supposed to be the etiology of a sandal. And a second baby squashed the first baby. Okay, we'll stop here. Boys, I know, unless you